Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 17. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a robber's den." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had done, and the children who were shouting in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you never read? Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself." And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there.
For the disciples, Palm Sunday must have felt like a dream as they celebrated with their people in Jerusalem. But the next day, something entirely different took place. The court of Gentiles, the only area of the temple non-Jews could enter, had become an open-air market. The teacher and his followers pushed through customers who haggled with merchants, shouted over the livestock, or crowded around money changers' booths. Jesus had seen enough. He went through the court, upending tables and chairs, pouring out coins, and driving animals toward the gate. Finally, he prevented merchandise from being carried through the temple. The disciples must have been astounded. They expected the Messiah to judge their oppressors, not his own people and their place of worship. Shouting above the din, Jesus reminded them of a scripture they'd apparently forgotten. "Is it not written," he cried, "'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a robber's den.'" Jesus' fervor in cleansing the temple revealed the priority he placed on purity of worship and access to the Father. He showed that nobody, not even God's chosen people, should interfere with anyone seeking to follow the Lord.